And welcome to Farm Chatter. We're your hosts, Julia Miller and Donna Kuntz. This podcast follows the efforts of two women and their cats as we reinvent, rediscover, and create our modern homestead. We'll share our tips, tricks, successes, and fails. Keep coming back. It's going to get interesting. Hello, and welcome back to Farm Chatter, the official podcast of Five Feline Farm. It's feeling a little weird in the studio today.
It's very weird.
We typically record on a Sunday afternoon, but this is a Friday morning.
Yeah. We're flexible.
We are flexible.
Or we work in the gaps, really, is the truth.
That's true. And I think we have posted and written and talked about how at this moment of our lives, we basically are working two full-time jobs, and we have to work in the gaps.
And we have a lot of other responsibilities outside of our work.
Right.
And you travel a lot with your work, and you're gone for a couple of days at a time a lot. And so, yeah, we don't have much spare time. So we had a little bit this morning. So we've got some nice strong coffee and
coffee.
Five Feline Farm mugs, which makes it taste better, I think.
It does. It does.
The only thing is, this is not our roasted coffee.
No.
But it's still quite delicious.
It is. It is. I like when you throw in some of our own home
roasted
coffee. I do.
And I have been, but we're out except for what we will sell. I know. I just started roasting some again for the Merc next week.
You did, and I could tell.
You probably could smell it, couldn't you?
I could.
I did it in the garage.
I came home from one of those trips, and I pulled in. As soon as I opened my car door, I said, actually, out loud, she's been roasting coffee.
Uh-huh, I did. I roasted up, a few pounds. I'm going to do a few more, but yeah, we'll have some fresh roasted coffee. It's kind of aerating right now, and then it will be bagged up and be ready for Saturday.
Speaking of Saturday, as this podcast goes out over the airwaves, you will have time for planning to come to the Farm Fresh Mercantile on April 13th, 2019. If you're listening to this sometime afterwards, we're sorry, but you'll have to find us somewhere. But on April 13th from 10 to 3, we will be open, and we have some really exciting things going on.
Yeah, we do. Of course, we'll have our products, and we have some new products that that we'll offer. And maybe I'll talk a little bit about my newest one, which I'm excited about. But we also have some vendors that you will see at the 18th Street Farmers Market. And we are so excited to have them here, too.
We are. This is like a warm-up to market because, honestly, among the
vendor... Hopefully, it'll be a little warm.
I hope so. Among the vendor community, we can't hardly wait for the market.
Yeah, we really look forward to it.
We do.
We're kind of ready usually when it's ending because we're tired.
Sure.
But we miss miss the other vendors. We miss the customers. It's a culture.
It is a culture. And that will be starting the summer market season. Actually, there's a 18th Street block party in Charleston on May 4th. We will be there outside of Home Again Consignment, so you can stop in at Home Again, get some really cool items there.
Oh, they
have
awesome stuff. I go in there and it's just
I want
amazing.
To take it all. But
I know. They have some great products, so you got to go see them. Julie and Steve and Faith, they are fantastic.
They are. So yeah.
Stop in and see them. You won't regret it. And you'll come out with a truckload.
Oh, bring a truck. Clearly.
Yeah, bring a truck, maybe a trailer.
Right. A truck and a trailer.
Yes.
Yes. And then on May 4th, outside of Home Again, there is a pop-up farmers market, and we will be there with all of our usual products, anything you might have coming from the garden that
early.
Yeah,
I may have a little bit. I have some radishes and stuff, possibly. We'll see. They should start peeking up before long.
I am so ready for fresh things from the garden. Yeah. Oh, but we did have a little sample of fresh things from the garden last night for supper.
Yep. We do have some salad blend, and we have kale and spinach that's up now, enough to harvest to actually eat. So I'm excited about that. I'm hoping that maybe I can have a little bit of that on Saturday.
I think we need a moment to talk about this lettuce blend. It is tender and buttery and refreshing. Can I say refreshing about lettuce?
I get excited about vegetables, but we have been eating some store-bought, which is good, and we always try to buy organic and artisan blends and, you know, try to get the best kind we can, and it's good. But once we had our own, it was like,
oh, yeah, okay. I could do without salad until actual garden season.
Yeah. So I had lettuce through until about mid-January, and then I just could not keep it. The ground temperature just got too cold.
It was really cold this winter.
Yeah. I just couldn't keep it. So we've had a little lull of our own, but we're back with it.
Oh, wow. That was such a nice treat last night. It was just gorgeous.
I think we digressed a little bit about our Merck opening.
Yes, Saturday. The Merck opening. It's going to be a good time. As you mentioned, we're going to have some other vendors come in. We have a demonstration of, I'm not sure what all, but I know some old Maytag motors and a demonstration of how the first power washing machines, where you didn't have to scrub it against a board, how some of that started. So I think that's going to be a cool feature.
Yeah, that'll be a nice feature to have out here for people to see and maybe bring their kids. And we will have Be My Honey.
Yes,
is our neighbors and the Campbells, and we are out of honey right now. And you know, a lot of our customers ask for it. And we won't have it for a little bit, so we've invited Be My Honey to be here, and they will bring some honey with them, and possibly a few plants, maybe.
Yes.
I don't know. And
Hazel Ann
Farms
will be here with mushrooms.
We're so excited about that, too.
They do fresh mushrooms, cultivated mushrooms, I believe would be the appropriate term, and are going to have, I believe, oyster and possibly shiitake by then.
And so, some fresh flower bouquets.
Yes. So
some spring flowers.
You
so that'll
get
be nice.
Some really nice early fresh foods.
And then Whitaker Beef, of
yes,
course, will
of
be
course.
Here.
Whitaker's. We'll also have a new friend, Prairie Pines Farm, who will be here with wool dryer balls. And I'm not sure what else he does.
No,
so,
I don't know, but it'll be fun to have somebody new. And he's excited to be here. This is, I think, maybe one of his first public events. I don't know. We'll get a meeting. We haven't met him personally, but through some messaging and stuff, and he seems like a great guy. So be good to have Jason with us.
So come on out to the Merck. You can spend some time in the corn crib and just hanging out, see what's going on out here in the country.
We'll have special order scones, and need to remind people you have to order those when we sell them here. Because we only bake what you order.
Right. So order up. You will have until noon on Friday, April 12th, to place your order for scones. Those come in packs of four for $6. And the flavors are posted on social media.
Mm-hmm. And we may add a couple more. We have had some orders already, but I would expect we'll have more, because one of them that we're offering is a white chocolate macadamia, and this possibly will be the last time we do that for a while.
Right.
So if you want white chocolate macadamia, now's the time to get them.
Right. A few episodes ago on the podcast, we talked about the difficulty we've had in sourcing macadamias, and that is I had a few in stock, so this will be the last offering of those. Until we can get a better source.
Yeah, until we can get a better source, a better price that we can afford to do them.
Right.
So we hope to see you.
We do. I'm looking forward to it. I think it's going to be a fun day. We've continued to work in the Merck and do some expansion inside. So it's going to be a great thing. Our business and farm is just growing by leaps and bounds. And that's really due to all of you. Our listeners, our fans, our supporters, we appreciate
that. The people that encourage us.
Absolutely. And we ask that you continue to do that. We appreciate that so much when you tell other people about what's going on here at Five Feline Farm.
So what about your, can we just follow up a little bit about your menu challenge? What happened?
Oh, yes, yes, the menu challenge. Well, the first week went really well, and we had a whole menu laid out. I did snack boxes ahead. I did lunch boxes ahead. The second week...
It was nice.
It was nice. And I
got kind of spoiled with it.
In 1 week?
In 1 week. Wow. It doesn't take much.
You know, I kind of did too because...
It was nice.
It was super nice.
Because then the next week it was kind of like, okay.
Yeah. The second week I did plan the evening menu, but really what happened is the weekend got away. I usually do the plan on Sunday afternoon or evening. We were working around here. I think we had to go get supplies or something for a project. And the weekend got away and I did an evening menu for the week, but I didn't get the snack boxes and the lunches planned and made ahead. So we kind of scraped by. It was a little rough a few days.
We survived. We're still here.
We did survive. We had some unexpected schedule changes, so then I had to mix up the evening meals. I think I made Thursdays on Tuesday and Mondays on Friday. I don't know. It was a mess.
Yeah.
And then this past week, really, it kind of did all that again. We worked all weekend on the mercantile and our finishing and getting some things finished in there. And again, the day got away and I was just worn out. So I didn't post a menu. We have just resorted to my old tactics of come stand in front of the refrigerator and find something to fix for supper. And lunch has been, well,
you're on your own.
Yeah, kind of a good luck.
So for me, usually means toast.
You do survive on toast. And then I feel bad about that.
And I can cook, but when I'm by myself, sometimes it's just kind of like, I don't want to.
And I ended up...
And I'm always running from one thing to the next.
Yeah. I ended up grabbing a sandwich or sometimes just snacking through the day, which really wasn't a good idea and helpful, but that's kind of what I did.
But we'll do better.
We will. And I had a really nice supportive comment when I posted this week about how that had challenged me. And I had just this really nice comment on the Facebook post about how being honest and vulnerable was encouraging to other people. You know, it's kind of like that old stuff on Pinterest where you have these lovely, beautiful things and you try to copy it and it's like, yeah,
and
that
it does
work.
Not look the same.
But one of the things that we want to offer to all of you is the reality of what it's like.
Yeah, because a lot of people think we're living the perfect life. Everything just works perfectly, and it doesn't.
It doesn't always.
And let's go back. I'm kind of thinking that maybe Carla needs a little cowbell for that encouragement.
Cowbell for Carla. Thank you again for the encouragement. So that's kind of the summary of what's been going on here, what's coming up in the immediate future, and we're pretty excited for things that are happening.
Yeah.
And just a
very
little
excited
teaser for our next podcast, you're going to get some additional detail about exciting news here at the farm.
Yep. Yep.
So come back for that.
Yeah. So until next time.
See ya.
See ya.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Farm Chatter, the official podcast of Five Feline Farm. We hope you enjoyed our show. To find out more about our farm products, check out our online store at fivefelinefarm.com/mercantile. For even more Five Feline Farm goodness, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and our blog at fivefelinefarm.com. Until next time.